Now, there is here in the first three verses the exposure of the wicked ways of Israel. Will you notice this? Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. Now the prophet here is commanded to cry aloud a message that's always unpopular. That is to point out the transgression and the sins of a people who think they are very religious. And that will bring down their bitter displeasure and their caustic invective upon one's head. Only a very brave man will do it. I would say the basic weakness today of liberalism is its aim to please the natural man without telling him the truth about his fatal disease. Why, the medical profession would be guilty of criminal negligence if they followed the same procedure with the physical man that religion plays with the spiritual part of man. My doctor, when I had cancer, I tried my best to get him to say it was something else. And he said to me, I'm going to tell you, Dr. McGee, exactly like it is. If I don't, you won't have confidence in me. May I say to you, God is telling you just like it is. And he wants his servants today to tell men they're suffering of a fatal disease, a sin, and it's going to plunge them in a lost eternity, an eternal death, which is separation from Almighty God. Now listen to him, verse 2, yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinance of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Now there's an element here, I think, of biting satire in God's statement. These people were attending the temple worship regularly. They were going through the ordinances punctiliously. They were meticulous in following the forms of worship. They actually enjoyed going to church, yet their lives bear no resemblance to those of Christians. That was true in that day. It's true today when I use the term Christian. He says in verse 3 now, wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast ye find pleasure and exact all your labors. Now you see, these people now complaining petulantly. They ask the reason for fasting and self-infliction if God did not take notice and put them on the little book that he carries, that is, they thought that he carried. And he didn't pat them on the back for the little ritual they went through, and yet their heart was far from God. They made fasting an important part of their religion, and God never gave them fast days. He gave them feast days. And they were to afflict their souls in connection with the great day of atonement. And in times of sin, they were to fast. Fasting was the outward expression of the soul, and they had made it a form which ministered to their ego and their pride. They boasted of the fact that they fasted. Fasting was a private matter between the soul and God and not a public show. And our Lord condemned them for abusing the fast. You remember, he made the statement in Matthew 6:16, moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. And you know what their reward was? They wanted to be seen a man. They were seen a man. They got their reward. They didn't expect anything from God, for they didn't do it because of a relationship with them. But thou, now the Lord Jesus says to those that are his own, but thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head, wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. Friends, religion, real religion, the real article, is a personal relationship with Christ, and it is as secret and private as anything can possibly be. Do you go around and tell about your intimate relationships with your wife or with your husband? Of course you don't. Well, my friend, if you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, it's so precious. And it's a secret between you and Him. You witness for Him, but you don't reveal those things. And this idea of boasting about our religion, that we belong to a certain group, that we have been through a certain ceremony, and that we follow a certain ritual, shame on you, friend. Shame on you. That, my friend, is nothing in the sight of God. He says it's not, unless it reveals what's on the inside of the heart. Oh, today, how we need reality and not ritual. Oh, it's so desperately needed.